Markets in the cross currents. Yen at 40-year low, Bitcoin surges and Boeing's quality crisis. S&P futures were slightly negative Wednesday morning, down roughly 14 points, less than 0.2%, not alarm bell territory. Beneath that surface calm, however, several significant stresses are compounding. The yen at 163 per dollar is at its weakest since 1986. Japan's central bank faces an extraordinarily difficult position. Normalizing monetary policy after decades of near-zero rates risks strengthening the yen and hurting Japanese exporters, while a weak yen makes imported energy more expensive, feeding inflation and creating pressure to raise rates. A rate increase could destabilize the yen carry trade. Investors who borrowed cheaply in yen to invest in higher-yielding assets globally, with shock effects that would propagate far beyond Japan. China's government executed a $9 billion market intervention that produced a stock surge, following a Q2 GDP miss that preceded Premier Li Qiang's announcement of a major infrastructure initiative spanning roads, rail, energy, water, digital, and transportation networks. The intervention reflects Beijing's willingness to support asset prices when they threaten feedback loops that could undermine economic confidence. And the infrastructure push reflects the classic Chinese playbook of stimulating through capital investment when consumption and export-driven growth underperform. Bitcoin surged after the White House cleared what negotiators described as the final major obstacle to the Clarity Act, legislation that would create a regulatory framework distinguishing which digital assets are commodities and which are securities. That distinction has profound implications for trading rules, disclosure requirements, and regulatory jurisdiction. Resolving it removes one of the primary sources of uncertainty that has suppressed institutional crypto adoption. Morgan Stanley issued a contrarian call on software stocks, cutting Adobe and Workday to underweight while naming Microsoft and CrowdStrike as top picks for the AI era. An implicit argument that AI tools are creating competition from directions incumbents like Adobe did not anticipate, threatening their business models structurally rather than cyclically. Emirates rejected 10 Boeing 777-9 aircraft, with its leadership publicly describing the planes as fit for baked bean cans, a devastating quality assessment from one of the world's largest and most operationally demanding airlines. The language signals a breakdown in the relationship between Boeing and a critical customer that goes beyond technical snags. The Treasury's new payment verification system screened more than 885 million federal payments worth nearly $2.7 trillion and caught more than 4,900 payments linked to deceased individuals before disbursement, recovering $99 million, a real improvement in payment integrity, though the flagged payments represent less than 0.006% of the total screened. Google, meanwhile, quadrupled its Miami office footprint, with company founders reportedly purchasing homes in the area, a meaningful commitment signal in the ongoing geographic diversification of tech industry concentration away from San Francisco.